Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you log onto Facebook after a very busy and tiring day of work, a day that was made even longer because you went to your church's midweek Advent service. I know I'm stretching your imaginations right now. You decide before bed you want to check Facebook. You want to see what's going on with friends, family, and the world. You see Aunt Molly, she's posted pictures from the family reunion in a faraway state. You like the pictures, you say, "Wonderful pictures, wish I was there." You see your friend from high school has posted, well, what they had for lunch today. You don't really care what they had for lunch, but you like the post because you're just glad to see that they're doing well. And just as you've caught up with the world, just as you're about to go to bed, you see it. A wall of text. You try to ignore it, and you, for the most part, succeed, but some words stick out to you. They're in all caps, so they must be serious. "You people are just a bunch of sheep." It's funny. We don't talk a lot about sheep in the modern world. Now it's Advent. Christmas is coming soon. We even sang a few hymns beforehand that talked about shepherds watching their sheep at night, being visited by the angels who announced the birth of Jesus. But when else do we talk about sheep? Well, maybe you're wearing a wool sweater. Maybe you have a nice leg of lamb waiting for you. But usually we hear sheep as an insult. Have you ever thought, why is it such an insult to be called a sheep? Well, it has a lot to do with our culture in particular. We value being individual. So much so that we'd rather stand apart from the crowd and end up just standing by ourselves than blending in and doing what everybody else does. And that's why the heroes in a lot of the stories and movies we enjoy, well, they all go against what their family is telling them, what the culture tells them, even what the government tells them to do what's right in their hearts. The fact is, we want to be the heroes of our own stories. That's nothing like sheep. What do sheep do? They just kind of gather together and they listen to whatever voice calls out to them. That's not the hero who stands valiantly that we would like to be. Well, Jesus doesn't call us to be individuals. He doesn't call us to stand alone. He calls us sheep. That's not meant to be an insult, but maybe it bothers us a little bit like an insult. I mean, look what happens to the sheep Jesus talks about in the passage when the hired hand leaves. They're defenseless. They're helpless. The wolf comes and devours them, scatters them. And you know, if a sheep survives the initial onslaught, what are they going to do? Just wander into the next dangerous situation. It's no fun being a sheep. Jesus says we're sheep, nonetheless. What is Jesus trying to tell us? That we can't make it on our own? Well, yes. When we see this in our lives, I mean our spiritual lives especially, here's a lighthearted example. How many people here have ever tried to do that kind of read the Bible in 1 year plan? If you've ever done that, you've maybe noticed that day one, day two, three, four, they might go well. But then the weekend comes, and you say, well, it's been a long week, I'll just pick up on Sunday. Well, Sunday you went to church, you read the Bible in church, so you'll hold it off till Monday, and it only lasts a couple of days. I mean, that's the same thing that happens to most New Year's resolutions. But with sin, there are much bigger stakes at play. This is our lives. This is our salvation. And what happens? I think a lot of times we like to go on our own. And there are some sins we would rather have remain in the darkness. Some people really struggle with looking at the right things on the internet. And they are so ashamed that they'd rather go it alone. So ashamed that they want to be the hero of their own stories and stand valiantly in defense against the devil. Well, that's where the wolf wants you, to be alone so that he can strike. It's okay, though. It's okay that we're sheep. And it's not because we're good at being sheep. It's because we have a good shepherd. He's a shepherd that loves us and deeply cares for us. He's a shepherd that lays down his life for us. And isn't it funny? Of all the people who ever lived, if anybody could have gone their own way, well, it probably could have been Jesus. Or so we think. I mean, he was the Son of God, perfectly sinless. Jesus knew something that we don't know. He had something that we don't have. He had the Father. I know the Father, and the Father knows me. And so when the devil tries to tempt Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days, the devil promises Jesus power, riches, glory. If only Jesus would go his own way. But Jesus knew that he couldn't go his own way. He had to go his Father's way. And Jesus went his Father's way in another place when he walked by himself to the cross. He even begged his Father, take this cup away from me. But he didn't go his own way. He followed that road to the cross, and he died for all of us. The good shepherd lays down his life. Jesus was the only person in the history of the world who was actually born so that they would die. None of us were supposed to die. The Garden of Eden was supposed to be happily ever after. Jesus came into this world to die for us. But Jesus was also the only person to ever rise from the dead. And Jesus tells us that here. I have the authority to lay down my life. I have the authority to take it back up again. Jesus is our good shepherd. What more can be said? Well, there's more to the story. Jesus is our good shepherd, but there's a verse that maybe we didn't pay attention to it. We're all tired here. We all have a lot to do in our lives. Jesus says this, there will be one flock, one shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd. So where's the flock? The church. We are the flock. God doesn't leave any of his sheep alone. One, because they have their good shepherd. But two, because we have each other as a church. And what do we do as a church? What do we do as a flock? Well, we do what all good sheep do. We gather together and we follow the voice that calls to us. Not just any voice, it's the voice of our good shepherd. We know his voice. Jesus tells us this. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. We can recognize his voice. When he says, I forgive you, In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we recognize his voice and we hear, "This is my body, this is my blood." We hear his voice when we read Scripture. We know our shepherd's voice and we follow our shepherds and we do that together. That makes us a flock of sheep. What's interesting is this reality is true even outside of Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights like this, where we gather to hear God's word and gather to worship him. There's one place we do this really well, especially here at Blessed Savior. You might laugh, but when we get together and eat a meal, what we were just doing before this service. I know it seems funny, but in between the taco fixings and the desserts, the shepherd is with us. Don't believe me? Hear what Jesus has to say. "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there too I shall be." Wherever the sheep gather, the shepherd follows. And wherever the shepherd is, well, we sheep gather. And there are many opportunities to gather together as a flock. We can gather together in service to the community to show others the love of our good shepherd. Where we are, the shepherd follows. Even when we mourn together all of the tragedies that fall upon us in this life, we gather together and the shepherd is there. And even if it's a small, informal gathering, maybe you just want to watch a football game with a friend. And no, you don't have to read Bible verses. You don't have to pray. You gather as two Christians, and you're a part of that flock, and the shepherd is there with you. And things are different when the shepherd is there. We don't have to be strangers. Maybe you are struggling with something. It's okay to say, "Hey," you don't have to tell them what's going on. You don't have to get into the details. You can just say, "Hey, I've been struggling. Just pray for me." That's part of life in the flock. There are plenty of opportunities to gather, and our shepherd will follow us. But the flock doesn't begin and end here on this little church on the corner of Lincoln Avenue. The flock actually is much bigger than you can even imagine. From the time of Adam and Eve to Abraham and all of his descendants, the entire Christian church, all of the saints, those living and those dead, when we gather to praise God, the entire church praises God together with angels and archangels, with saints. We are never alone because we have our shepherd and we are his flock. There are also sheep outside of this flock, this one flock, those who don't know Jesus. And Jesus wants us sheep to do what all good sheep do, to add more to the flock. But it's not we who end up doing it. It's the shepherd who gathers them into the flock. And it's a temptation. We see somebody who may be a little bit hostile to the idea of Jesus. They may say, "Oh, you Christians, you're just a bunch of hypocrites. Or you're sheep, you just all say the same things." We like to think of John the Baptist, what he says to the crowds, "You brood of vipers." Well, first of all, John the Baptist was talking about the people Israel, his own people, people who are already following God. But I want to invite you next time you see somebody, maybe if they're hostile to the faith, see them for what they are, for what Jesus says they are. Lost sheep. Maybe caught in the thickets of something really horrible. Walk with them a little bit. Let them know that you care about them. Maybe they won't see it at first. Maybe as long as you know them, they won't see it. But remember, wherever the sheep go, the shepherd follows. So one day, maybe they will see the shepherd. And you can tell them about the shepherd. But a lot of times these kind of things happen in coffee shops where you meet somebody, maybe you have a good 20-minute conversation, and you never meet again. We can take confidence in knowing that where we go, where we share the shepherd, where we tell people about Jesus, something can begin to work there. We'll always be one flock. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from this message tonight, just think back to that opening scenario I gave. Next time you hear that insult directed at you or directed at others, oh, you're just a bunch of sheep. Take comfort, because you are sheep. You're beloved of your shepherd. We are all sheep who have a good shepherd, and we will always be his. Amen.